tina tātou and ko Lynn Haratatiaika tōku ingoa. My name's Lynn Haratatiaika and I'm a trustee for Mata Pōpuri Charitable Trust. So Te Pai is the name that was selected for the convention centre. When you think of its location on the river banks looking out to the Otākaro in the centre of the city, the name reflects in Māori strong aspects of our culture. So we talk about Te Pai Maunga, the mountain view, the mountain range. We talk about Te Pai Whenua, the flat land, the area, and then we talk about Te Pai Tangata. So what that means is where the people gather. So Te Pai basically means welcoming people. In Māori encounters and rituals, when visitors come, they are welcomed, and it is the pai, or the kaumātua, or those who are skilled in our traditions, that would welcome these people. So it means a meeting place, a gathering place, and for us it's the stamp of our values in the city, the welcoming place. The sculpture is based on an ancestral house. So my ancestor had a very distinct whare, which is like an apex crossed at the top. So Te Aika is the name given to this ngutu, or entrance way, for people as they gather and move into the convention centre. Te Aika literally means Te Ahika. Ahika is the home people. So it's a symbol of our identity, and quite distinct from other tribal areas as well. It's probably our own southern version of a ngutu or entrance way, but also very common feature on the top of the houses in the early 1800s. So what better way to bring the past into the present by celebrating an aspect of early Māori architecture.